So hey guys, welcome to Quality Content, our pilot episode. This is like our first video visual podcast, like, as we promised. Today in the house, I have with me Shay from Nice to Have You Podcast. I have Teju with me, so meet my guest today.
Oh, hi everyone. My name is Teju.
Hi, what's going on? My name is Shay from Nice to Have You.
So today we came here to discuss stan culture proper. Why is she chuckling? Okay. So stan culture proper. What do you think about stan culture and stanship generally?
Well, like in Nigeria, as I said, well, like where stan culture is this. Stan culture in this country. Like I think is to a point, it has gone out of hand to an extent, because like the way you see the way Wizkid FC and Davido FC usually just attack
to
each other every time on Twitter.
Oh, it has really gotten out of hand.
But you just said really Davido FC. It's not like Davido FC.
I don't know what they call it.
TCBG.
Oh, sorry, TCBG.
Well, he spent $1 billion on his last album, so he's 29 right now.
Yo.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
yeah, so I'm like, I didn't ask you like what are the harms or whatever. I'm like, what do you think generally? Like what has it brought to the music space in Nigeria, this stanship? Because like before 2013, before 2011, I don't think that we had that kind of stuff in Nigeria.
Yeah, I mean there's a reason for that. I think because like we didn't have artists that were going like head to head against each other, like in the music scene, the music industry at that time.
I'm not sure about that.
We had
loggerheads with you know the top dogs. You know that there's the Branch. You know that there's P Square.
Yeah,
you know,
but like kind of.
But they're not plenty. That's the thing. That's the difference between now and then.
It wasn't so much then because people were not really into social media and the stan culture wasn't deep back then, so it wasn't so obvious.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I kind of feel like it was like on a very very like low key level. People were actually like. But they were not calling
themselves
or,
in the industry. You didn't get to social media.
Get to social media. Because like at that time, I feel like
we won't slander you for listening to Nigerian music.
Like bro, like I swear at that time, bro. Even me myself, I can't even lie too. I was not listening to Nigerian music at that time. Like 2020. Nah, like never.
I was, but after, you know, sometimes you link with some people, like actually with some people, you just have to play all those other ones, hip hop for like
just put it with the mood. Yeah,
peer pressure, I have to do that. But I really like Nigerian music from the onset.
Yeah.
So Teju, what do you feel about stan culture? Like when I said stan culture, you're like, has anything happened about stan culture?
I just don't like it. Like just support an artist without being crazy. Like now when this Timeless album dropped.
Yeah.
And then some people were bringing Ifeanyi and Chioma being childless into the whole thing. What's the reason? Like, it's really unnecessary. You can support someone without being vile, you know?
Yeah.
But
no, I mean, I think that's like the bad side of stan culture. The good side of stan culture is like, it helps the artist like in a very like major, like in the grand scheme of things. Because you know that a lot of like people that they are down to write for you, that do that for you, like listen to your music anytime.
Like, starting to
drop
like
anything and they do like,
yeah,
it's not like turning to cult.
It is. That's lucky.
And the artists have no control over it. There.
Are you sure about that?
A few of them don't have control.
Yeah, we saw that happen because FC kind of banished Wizkid from the community after he posted the videos album.
I don't understand that.
You see that stan group.
You have FC in your mind particularly.
No, I don't.
Okay, about the stanship stuff, when you said it helps the artist, you can't compare, when we say the big three, you can't compare Davido and Wizkid to the backing Burna Boy has. But Burna Boy is like, it's still like getting there, like with them, like top three, can stand with them.
What do you mean?
Davido and Wizkid, like they can go off for 4 years. They come back tomorrow, we are ready to listen. I can't say the same for Burna Boy.
Why not?
No, I think.
Are you joking?
I'm talking
about backing with. I mean,
I don't think outsiders play with Burna.
Wait. I'm talking about numbers and like craziness. Like, are they like, invested like FC and 30BG. Have you seen FC and 30BG?
No, those cult following fans in quotes, 30BG and FC, those ones are like,
okay, so that's why they're not cult following fans.
No, I don't think they are. I actually don't think they are, because like they're not as, you know, the way FC and 30BG used to attack each other on social media, it's not the same way outsiders talk about.
I think it's only when you have something to say about Burna that they don't like, that's when they come out to.
Okay. So yeah, trust me, I kind of feel if Burna Boy decides to go off music scene for 2 years and just drops the music after that, his fans will still come out and write for him because he's Burna Boy. He said 11, bro. Yeah, trust me, Burna Boy is part of the
top 10. They are not just 11.
He's one of them, so 10 for outside. 11. Okay, 9.
No.
That's 12 of you. 9
for
outside.
Nah, man.
So, okay. What's most likely influenced this Americanization of this township culture in Nigeria? Like the way BTS are going, we have people they call Babs. We have
that's for Nicki Minaj.
What do they call Beehive, right?
Yeah, that's
those people like, you know, those people like big dogs and like, how did they now come into Nigeria like that? Like I see FC goes head to head with Beehive now. BTS and others. So
no, I think the one I even bust my head was when I saw, I think it was FC that was tackling BTS like on social media
during one award ceremony. Yeah.
Or that shit blew my mind. Like it blew my mind. I was like, how would FC be in the same conversation with like BTS? BTS is like the most global of the most global artists. Yeah,
that's what I'm calling back in. Their numbers are crazy. That's what came in relation to the Burna Boy, Davido and Wizkid comparison. You can't compare the numbers of their fans or how crazy they are. Anyway, so what do you think about it? Americanization of this in our industry. Do we have more pros than cons for it? Like what has it brought to our industry?
Yeah, like I said before, what this stan culture has brought to this country is like that's brought like a lot of love or followings for the artist itself, because like even when without the artist even doing like promotions or doing any other like major things, once they drop in music, the fans are there. It's like, oh, this is so artist dropping
music, like their partnerships,
every single thing, like their brand, like even the clothing that Wizkid would drop your shirt with Puma, niggas are buying that. They're buying that shit.
Wizkid clothing, there's a place for Wizkid shoes.
There's Wizkid news. Like it's even keep you updated. So like I kind of is that's like the good side of like what we adopted from Americans' stan culture.
It's crazy because imagine everybody wakes up in the morning, everybody goes to work, but you see the stans like just picture what they do every morning. This is their job. Just wake up and tweet about this. What did Wizkid wear? You put the prize, like Wizkid wardrobe. Wizkid wardrobe. You put the prize and everything.
I don't know about that.
This is just
This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah, actually, every artist has special Instagram page.
Sometimes I just guess like maybe the artist.
Some people are very jobless. Like, why?
I don't know.
Or people are just doing it on their own.
I think they're just doing it on their own.
Wow, that was
real. Why would they sponsor it?
Yeah, some stats pages, like some fan pages are sponsored. Artists are not that.
Never mind.
Which artists? do you want to mention names?
I can't lose my clients. So when did the music comparison and competition in the industry with the artist and the fan base start? Like when did it get so heated up?
I can't remember any exact date or year.
Yeah, there's no time frame, but I feel like it was when people got more invested in social media.
I don't think so. Even before social media
it has always been there,
social media
has been here. But social media just heightened.
Even before social media, we knew that.
I think
we knew Davido and Wizkid.
Yeah, but it was always within the industry.
They had one underground.
I think it's the
stan groups. I feel the stan groups have a hand in how these artists relate with themselves, which is very silly in my opinion, because you guys are the ones they're stanning, so why should your fans be putting stuff in your head and then you be having beef with another person?
So what you're saying now is there's some artists that the stans get to. Can you drop one?
You're not going to name any names, but like I kind of feel like everybody and your mom is at the end of the day. It's like, there's no way they're going to see posts from like 200,000 people on online and it's not going to get to you. Like, there's no how now. You're not a block of wood or log
they're
of
humans.
Wood. They're humans. No, you're not a block of wood. It's not easy,
I feel
easy,
like we forget these people are humans. They're humans.
It's not easy, man. But at the end of the day, so you're an artist, so you shouldn't be letting this kind of things like get to you to the extent that you start reacting and start doing things that are not in with your.
Bro, Boy
with
Spice
your
has
pattern.
Blocked everybody that wants to listen to his music. he has blocked the whole internet.
Bro, the way people are entering Boy Spice these days, like
Magic, all of them. I don't understand. Who's going to now? When you have dropped music, who's going to listen to it? Just blocking.
I mean, he has fans now.
I think he has blocked me. My page is private, so I don't think anybody has blocked me. So.
Well, I don't see you talking much on the timeline. Just
because my page is private.
Drop picture. I mean,
and it's Twitter. Please, okay. Come on.
So, who has the most toxic fan base? Have you been a victim of one of the fan bases?
Nah.
You've never? Because you're private.
I can't be.
Are you scared to talk your shit?
This one, I'm going to say it.
Okay, who has the most toxic?
And in the right order. So, number one, FC.
Of course.
Number
of course.
Two.
Of course.
Outsiders. And then third.
Wait, what?
I can't believe BG. She's putting Outsiders.
Number two.
Above 30 BG. She said 30 BG is third.
That's very surprising. Wait, do we have any other like what do you call it? Any other stand
we have
group apart from
FC.
Who's that?
Who?
Who? Since when? Who named him?
All our grandparents. they love it.
Yo. Yo. So basically, we just have three.
We have three major ones.
Maybe not. No, we have Joe Tribe. We have Fire Girls. We have Rivers. Rivers are
actually Fire Girls. Wait, what
about
Fire Boys? Boys.
We have All My Ladies.
I know, but
you know about my lady.
I know about.
Are you not saying about Fire Girls? I'm serious. I'm telling you about the family. These people are growing. Forget. I think she's one of them. Ever she's reacting to the Fire Girls. Even the boys are everybody Fire Girls. Because I don't know how you can be testing over that kind of music for that. So Fire Girls.
Man. Shout out to Fireboy. Shout out
to
Fireboy.
Let's go to Fireboy's problem.
He's doing what he's doing.
Okay. So we have Rivers, we have Fire Girls, we have Joe Tribe, we have All My Ladies. These are the young fan bases. And I feel like the only one that is organic out of most of them.
Joe Tribe is unproblematic.
Joe Tribe, those are the artists unproblematic. But I don't think he's doing it's good for him though.
Why?
He's like he's on the level. On the same level with his mates, but you're not hearing, people are not blowing the.
You know, it's like supposed to be blowing it.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Boy is actually a very private person, so like, I don't think people know too much about. 3
billion streams with 3 albums.
I don't.
Joe Boy, chill. Joe Boy, 2 billion with 1 album and 1 EP. That's what I'm trying to say is that if he had people like aggressive as other stands, this news would be out there. Like, when you see people talk about Youngins, you hardly hear Joe Boy. They they've left Joe Boy out of it. You just hear Fireboy. You just hear my ladies. You don't think so? When last did you hear Joe Boy in this conversation?
Yeah.
Or Oxlade? All these people
the only time you hear about Joe Boy is when he wants to release music. Because like Joe Boy is not like in the media for like anything that's controversial at all.
The only controversy he has had is the Asha song. That he said she paid 300
really,
million for.
That's not really a controversy.
It was. He went to court now.
It is.
He went to court.
Yeah, but.
She wanted money.
But I mean, it's not as bad as like them other ones, you know, like the kind of things those ones come out for. So, yeah.
So I'm on those this Omali, Rema,
Omalides,
Fireboy, and Oxlade. Which one would you pick if I ask you to take one?
Sorry, can you?
Omali, Fireboy, Oxlade, and Rema. Should just pick one.
Are you trying to set me up?
No, I'm not trying to say it. I'm just like your favorite. That's all. I'm not trying to set you up.
Oh, my fave.
Why do you have to think about it?
Why
you have... I feel like it's Fireboy. The way she was laughing at that Fireboy.
No.
Yeah, it's probably Fireboy. Don't bite me.
Love him to
bite me.
I don't really have it. My fave is in there.
It's not there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, can I get your fave? Is it Timeless? The person that dropped Timeless?
Oh, that's my goat. That's my goat.
That's your goat. Yeah, okay, it's goat and
it's fave. It's never fave. It's the goat. Like,
it's
very confusing.
Fave.
Nah, it's probably. Who did you mention again?
Omalie, Rema, Oxlade, and Fireboy.
No, it's definitely in between Oxlade and
Please tell us
Fireboy.
Who your fave is. That is not here. It's not like you're standing on anybody. Let us know. Just point out. Tell us, Deju, who is your fave?
I don't have a fave.
You just have a good.
Yeah.
Davido, the 1-1. Me, for me, oh, that's no, not me, Davido.
1-1.
Nah, for me, it's definitely Rema, man. Rema over, like, over any other artist, for me. But, like, every other artist is fine in my own opinion. But, like, Rema for me is, like, number one out of those artists you mentioned. I'm not talking about, like, the big threes, in quotes.
Big three?
No.
Don't worry, before the end of this year, the conversation of the big three, Rema will be there and somebody will be left out. But let's keep that here.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you serious?
It's not possible because like you cannot just take out Davido, Wizkid and Burna Boy like that from
Why did you mention
Afrobeat
first? It's like
you're thinking about it too much. I was mentioning like that. So it's actually very hard for Rema to slot in that space. It's not even possible, sir.
People have been arguing. Let me just go off course for a little bit. People are arguing that Kiss Daniel deserves his spot in that top three.
No.
What do you think?
No.
Straight no.
No.
Teddy, what do you think?
No.
Just think about it.
Teddy
has to think because she's always outside on Saturday doing
what? So, what is your problem?
So she has to think about it. Let's hear it.
I mean, who even came up with this whole top three thing?
The Owambe-ish?
No, not the Owambe. I'm top just three. Saying like top
okay,
three.
Okay,
I mean,
it's
like,
Daniel,
is it constant?
We have people that are 30 plus and 40 plus on the internet that don't want us to hear what they are forcing him into the conversations now. So, what do you think? Does he deserve it to be part of the top three? Or let's make it top four. Let's add him. Squeeze him up. With the
top
other
four.
Days. Let's just squeeze him.
Wait, top four. Wait, even if we're doing top four, is Kizana Good's been number
no,
four?
No, just forget about it. I know what you want to say. We're just trying to. Does he deserve that spot? Like, can he sit with those guys? Can he sit with the big guys?
Because they have a measure
of
Lamidi.
He's always been there, so.
He's always been the top three.
No, I'm just saying, like.
He's always been
in the industry,
part of the big guys.
Like, he's always been there.
So he can
it
sit
like
with them.
How people are arguing about Olamide to, like.
Okay.
If anybody has to be in the top three, Olamide,
definitely.
Okay, now, wait. You have to answer this question. You cannot leave this question. So you have to take out someone and put Olamide in that top three. For him to be in that top three, I want to.
I'm taking Burna out.
Shame on 11 of them. So it's Wizkid, Davido, and Olamide, the original streets.
This is a disclaimer. I have nothing against. I have nothing against Burna. It's just my opinion. So please don't drag me. Thank you.
Okay, on to the next one. Do you think celebrities sort of foil the vines between fans, like their fan bases? Like, do you think like they have something to contribute to it? Because I've heard fans boast about artists. I won't mention the artists, but we will know.
Mm.
Artists been in the same group chat with them and everything. When they that kind of thing sent tweets to the group chat, artists will go and react, that kind of thing. Yes, it's so obvious.
Please tell us, please.
Sorry,
We want to know.
Did they always boast? Let me speak pigeon.
Please want to know the artists.
So, but yeah,
please.
So please, you feel that artists contribute to these things. But that boy is in a group chat with outsiders. It's not fake news. It's known facts. They used to say it every time. So I'm just feeling like, what did they contribute to this?
Interesting. Well, me personally, I kind of feel like some do. I don't know. Like, some will actually know about, like, oh, this is what some fans are talking about. And they will probably add some photos just so they can have, like, controversy or have like people talk about them on social media, so they can be relevant in a sense. Because like if you think about it, when some artists drop songs, they'll like a narrative to fit with the music they're dropping, and they like people to like go along with narrative that and keep talking about that. This is what Susan so person is doing. This is what I'm doing. So I kind of feel like some artists actually contribute to the violence. They actually do. They definitely do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't mention names because like I don't know. But you know what? You can tell us. Like,
I mean,
you can tell us. Like, just give us the gist now. Just give us now.
It's just business.
It's just business. I can't do it. I already told you one. That's the Burna Boy. What do you think?
I really don't have.
Like, you feel like if an artist comes out now and says, "Oh yeah, please, like Wizkid, please, FC, please." Please leave the video alone. Will they listen?
They won't listen. I mean, these he posted the video and they kicked him out.
How?
Of
the they don't know Whiskey. Like, yo,
they started bashing Whiskey. Like, I'm like, bro, like, this is his opinion.
That's why
I'm
just like, this stands. Like, these artists have no control. Well, okay, since you said there's some that have control over theirs, some of them don't have control over theirs, and it's really crazy. Imagine having a fan base and they don't listen to you anymore. Like, they've overshadowed you. It's crazy.
Okay, I want to ask you, like, if you were the artist, I want to put you in the artist's shoes.
Oh God.
You know you're benefiting from this stuff. What will you do? Is there any time you can just tell your fan base to calm down? What would you do for the artist? You. If you had FC's backing, you, Shay, if you had FC's, you know how powerful FC is? Will you ever come out and tell FC to calm down?
Why? Why? Because like it's still like media. Like, I'm just keep going. Like,
I feel like
just keep going. Like, I feel like there's no point stopping for
if you don't say anything. It's just like, just pretend like nothing is happening.
No, just do like as if like you're not. It does not bother you. You don't have no idea about it. Yeah. You're just living your own life.
Some artists will come and start liking slanders of other artists. You just usually fans will go to their likes and pull out all those kind. This is where all these things start from.
The way you said some artists, I feel like.
He knows.
When One City was blowing up because of he liked something about his own song Beating Essence or one something, just like the tweet. Then FC saw it.
Oh Lord.
And became a hoot. He left Twitter for like 2 months because of that thing.
Constantly.
Yes, he left Twitter for like 2 months because of that thing. So it was like a whole thing. So they felt like him.
He was in support,
That kind of thing. So that's how most of these beefs come up. Straight question, of course. Ruga or Buju?
Yeah, I'll choose Buju any day, anytime.
Teju just not like it. Teju likes to wine waste, and Buju cannot let you wine waste. Teju, what do you think?
How would you mean?
Why would you not do like this for Buju?
What kind of waste?
Please,
Buju like chill.
Buju not let you wine your waist. Like, why?
Yeah, which song of Buju? Which song do you need to wine your waist?
Len.
Wow, that means you're really down bad.
Down bad.
Len, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway, Teju, talk to me.
Okay, wait. In terms of music, right?
I'll show that way. Now music we do.
I don't know.
Is Buja? I say Buja. Sorry, Buju. Or Ruga. Just pick one. And they don't have like fan bases that will come for you. So Buju has like 3 fans and they're like bots on Twitter.
Their fans don't need to come. They will come for you themselves.
Most times when I ask ladies,
the popular answer is Ruga, so that's why I'm just shocked at this Buju.
No, but like, why?
Generally, aside music, women do like Buju.
Why do you have to add the incentive of like, you cannot wind your waist to Buju, but you can wind your waist to Ruga?
No, Ruga makes music that you can wind to now. Buju makes good music.
Yeah, he actually does.
Too.
But like, Ruga's music is like them.
Are you winding to Kilometer? What is your problem?
Not seeing videos.
Because you're the one with the problem.
I mean, why? Yes. What do you think that?
You're very problematic.
very silent. You can't compare me now to 2020. I've changed. A lot of things have happened.
If you say so.
Yeah, under
that's why they want to sign petition to get you off to
the to arrest me.
God, Abel.
So wait, take it from the show Swarm. I don't know if you guys have watched Swarm.
I haven't watched
it. But in this Swarm movie, let me put me for example. If I'm the lead character, anybody that slanders Wizkid, I kill him. Straight up, you don't like made more love, less ego. I kill you straight up. Body count.
That's crazy.
And it can happen as self defense. So I don't know. That's what.
Self defense.
No, I'm not saying it can happen.
Oh, yeah. What do you
mean?
Because
you attack this kid, and I'm attacking you.
That's not self defense, bro. That's
how now.
It's township stance.
But But you're not whiskey now.
So yeah, so that was happening in this. Now, okay, that was what's happening in this movie. Oh. So, okay, do you think that stans in Nigeria can go this far?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Stans in this world, we're humans. You can't put it past.
But if it's fights, not killing, no. But if it's fights, definitely.
Honest, the little killing.
You really can't say.
No.
I mean,
I really can't say, but like, I don't think people like would stand to the extent of like killing somebody. Because like, even if you're having an argument with someone that, like, oh, they did better than
it's
probably
going to
be your friend. Not someone you don't know.
People argue over like
the littlest things.
And they kill themselves. So what's more than?
Me personally, I don't feel that way. But like, I know I've seen like fights break out from like
if this better than whiskey.
Like, I've literally seen like videos of people breaking bottles on his head. Like,
but wait, why can't you just listen to the big three and just
because people don't want peace and harmony.
Like, it's crazy. They
don't
want that.
Okay, but wait, don't you feel like this rivalry is good for the big three?
It is.
Well, I mean, it probably is, but I hate saying big three
because I actually just know those two people, just big two. But let's not be like, say with the dojo, big three.
God.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it helps them, but if you can just listen to their music without comparing,
without violence,
just
enjoy. You want to have fun.
Yeah,
that's not fun.
Bro, like,
actually fun.
You can literally
if that's
to
fun,
anybody,
then
yeah.
Maybe you should go check yourself into. Yeah,
I tried so much
cause
to enter this debut album, but fuck, it's so good. It's too good.
it's
too good,
bro. Like, that's the thing. Like, yo, like, if this album wasn't good, they'll have a problem.
Very, very stupid. If you,
they will have a problem. They'll have a problem, bro.
New album.
Well, that album was actually very good.
I know ways to enter the album, but. You can't enter the quality. No, the other ways. You know, Ross did -100 on the charts right now. Under 2 days. That's crazy. Was that organic or not?
What do you mean -100?
From number 1 to like 111.
On which charts?
The iTunes charts, UK.
I didn't know about that one. No.
Scratch your beard. So yes,
it might have been
39 bit, you never talked, you open mouth since.
It might have been okay. I mean, he has been off for a very long time. So
people see you.
but there's one thing I actually like about.
He's been off for a really long time, and the album is really nice. So
there's one thing I actually like about what David is doing right now.
Okay,
is the aggressive marketing that he's doing.
It's
very aggressive.
But we've seen
like,
this movie
not,
before now.
No, but like, no, even if you've seen it before, like,
aggressive,
you know,
marketing.
No, like, it's like, no.
This is what happened to your best time?
1 billion naira.
How?
What to
this
best
guy.
Time?
But you said you spent 1 billion too, so that means 20.
No, a better time. I didn't say a good time, a better time. He said it now in his interview. He spent 1 billion on the project.
Well, that was by the way. But I know this one, like, I mean, because the album is good. That's why the marketing is working and it feels like, oh, it's actually a very good marketing campaign.
What's your favorite
bro,
track?
Bro, David is on TikTok and he's doing some,
me?
Like, come on.
Yeah, what's your favorite track on the album?
Oh, I have a lot. Always.
No.
I love No Competition, Over Them.
Ashake, right?
Mm-hmm.
No Competition is Ashake, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought, please, cut that out. Which other one? I love
Feel.
For the Road. Yeah, Feel. Away.
Money.
She has mentioned two of my favorite tracks.
What about Money?
Yeah, I like that too. I think I like Kante. And Picasso.
Oh, yeah. Picasso is the best.
Oh, yeah. And In the Garden, that Mara V, babe. She's good.
Mara V, babe. That's the new DMW 2.0.
Mm.
So what's your favorite?
Unavailable.
How did I miss Unavailable?
Unavailable is actually sweet, but a TikTok vibe is throwing me off. That kind of thing. Like,
it's marketing still, man.
I know,
you cannot add that to the music now. It's
Why?
Very separate now.
I feel like there are better tracks on the album.
But
Unavailable
TikTok
is like danceable one. Can you do skinny for me?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Let's get it.
It's easy. You just like this, like this, then this, then like.
What's your cosign? No deeper than
that. Nah, man. I think Field, No Competition, and Over Them money too.
Is over it, them all. Is it
na money or money? I don't know.
I think over it's na money.
Na money.
Yes.
That song is like one of the best songs on the album. I can't even lie.
Someone
the one with Caveman.
Yeah.
Someone said it wasn't
that. She had to do that tweet because they were passing on her head. That was like, that was
fire. Come on.
After Picasso is, that's na money, Abi. Yes, after that song. But guess who wrote the song?
Please tell us.
Wonder Button.
Oh yeah, so
on that money. Well, I mean, it's getting slower, sha.
He wrote for Caveman. He wrote for Davido. But he writes for that Angelique Kidjo.
She's getting all her royalties now. Yeah. She doesn't share with anybody.
Even with the push,
she doesn't share with
that's
anybody.
That's probably the Grammy song on that album because of that woman. Amen. I'm gonna pray. Wait, we don't stop. 29 BG.
You're crazy. Please.
Okay, so
Grammy
do you think
honors were relevant?
Huh? Are you serious?
Yeah.
We can't wait for that day. We will be there.
Wait, what's that? Grammy?
We will be there.
Is that Grammy honors?
They are relevant.
Ah, okay, now.
Okay, so would you say artists are following the big three templates? Like, what artists do you think are following the big three templates?
The templates in what?
So you know this
sense?
Guy's video that you said.
Which guy?
He kind of replicated. Was it Damido? No.
Victoni.
No, this Maven's guy. I don't know his name.
Crayon.
Yeah, he
did Damiduro. Yeah, he replied that. Oh, no! That's smart. I forgot about that totally.
Yeah, you were the one that tweeted.
Yeah, I did. Wow. What? I didn't know you see my tweets.
I see you. You're a terrorist on the timeline.
I see my tweets. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I actually don't know any reference.
I've seen that. Victoria has been cosplaying as Wizkid lately.
Cosplaying as Wizkid.
It's not cosplaying. It's not.
How? Please.
Yeah, I've been seeing
give
tweets
me one
about
not seen that.
They're like,
Soweto
oh, his hair.
Have you not
dresses.
Seen his like? Are you on the internet?
I really don't
I'm not seeing what people
so.
Are seeing.
Are you on the internet?
I don't think so. It's just the same way that guy came out and said, Adekunle Gold is rebranding as
yes.
Runner Boy.
Oh, thank you.
How?
What do you guys
I don't
think?
Know. I don't see it.
I think that was like the dumbest tweet.
No, I think. Simi Etimo.
He said same smile.
That was dumbest.
Okay, that was where he. I have to draw the line. The smile part, but oh yeah, let's not lie. Look at the.
Why not look like anything, bro? Like,
there's
okay, this particular video. Look at this particular video that they just
people are just reaching.
What's
just reaching.
Of,
I swear
to
God. Adekunle
Gold and Zinoliski, the track.
Oh,
Patino, they stop. They didn't in the same bush the way Bonaboy did that thing.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, if you want to see that, so what should I think about Davido's unavailable video? Why did he have to bring out all those them African-ish?
Because of Grammy.
Abe.
If you want to Grammy, you don't zumble. You don't know those things. Okay, so.
Oh, Lord.
It's time for our games, our game section.
No. Why are you just cutting us off like that?
Okay, what do you want to tell me?
No, I thought we were going to like finish up this, like, what we're talking about first.
This adequately good ish.
Before we jump into. Yes, now. Before we jump into any of this.
So. But for real, me, totally. I feel like, okay, the accusation or the allegation. It's not 100% true, but yeah, there's some like, elements. See, there's no smoke without fire. Oh. I've been seeing it too.
Bro, see,
go,
trust me.
Shade the lover boy. When he starts to wear grills.
Anybody can wear grills now. Like we see, trust me, like even bro, Afropop artists have started wearing grills because like they've started adopting the culture of like Afropop in Nigeria is like hip hop in USA. Like they're wearing chains, wearing grills, wearing big ass rings and shit. So like, you cannot say
it's
that
just normal for him to rebrand.
You cannot say adequately. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No,
it's very, very normal.
And
I love
that. From Whiskey to Big Wiz, and then
right. So you cannot say because Bonaboy is wearing grills.
Whiskey's branding is very imposed by the fans because that Big Wiz now the fans start himself. It just went with his.
Okay, but he's. Style back then it's not the same as it is right now. So.
Yeah, when it comes to dressing,
I mean,
right?
They should leave Adekunle Gold alone. Let him enjoy his
marriage.
Yeah, I don't not just his
it's
marriage,
just
like
music,
everything.
Man. Like, everything around it. Like,
but I love
people are just
always
really
out.
You just want to talk.
I mean, oh, why won't I fight for my mom?
Oh, get me a Teju, please.
Oh, please.
So we finally found our games master. She's been gone for a while, so she's here. Over to the games master.
Hi everyone, welcome to Games with Quality Content, and you can refer to me as Games Master Stephanie or Games Mistress because misogyny will not be allowed.
Okay, big brother.
Wow.
A lyric of a song will be read out to you, and you have to guess the name of the song and the artist that sang it.
Okay.
Winner gets a point.
But the winner, what are we getting from?
Yeah,
yes, how are we winning? Like,
you get a trip to South Africa.
Oh my god,
who is funding this podcast?
Crazy.
All right, so we're gonna start with Popular Kusman and then head out to Teju and then move on to Shay.
Okay.
So there are three stages. There's the easy one, there's the slightly difficult one, and there's the difficult one.
Mm.
So Kusman, right. Are you ready?
Shoot.
I'm gonna read out the lyric to you right now.
I feel like you should sing it out.
Papa, how?
I'm not gonna sing it out.
You don't know how to sing. This guy.
She knows how to sing.
Them go come back for my mercy, but them won't play me like mercy.
Oh boy.
I feel. They go what? Back for my mercy. They go won't play me my mercy.
Them go come back for my mercy, but them won't play me like mercy.
Who dropped this midline?
Can I?
Whoa!
Can I?
I feel like it's the video.
What's the name of the song?
I just don't see that video.
Can I wait, if you don't get it, can you go to another
video? Wait, you want to steal my point?
Can you don't know it now.
I want to travel.
8.
They won't steal my mercy.
7. My mercy. 6. 5. 4. 3.
Over them all.
Oh, no.
And that's a point.
I got
it.
Dramatic.
Oh, my God, I just
got it. Dramatic girl. You knew it.
I knew it.
Teju,
yeah,
over to you.
Okay.
And I want to carry my way away to a place she loves.
Oh, she don't even talk.
And I want to carry my way away to a place she loves.
This game master, don't kill me.
Kiss Daniel Odor. Koffo. What's it called?
Yeah. That's a point to Teju. Everybody give her a round of applause.
Bro, I see another video.
I swear it's not Oxlade. I swear to God.
Shay, are you ready?
Ha. Yes.
Greet everybody for year.
Eh?
How?
Can I?
How's the lyrics now?
Can I? Oh my God, can I?
Greet everybody for year.
Yes. Oh my God, can I? Should I just help you?
Why are you asking me this hard question? What's this?
I thought it said it was hard. It's not even hard.
Let me help you.
Wait, she has to do that count now first.
You can't do it.
Let me think about it.
You're feeling funky, but when was your turn? You took time.
It feels like you're a baboon in the zoo.
No, it cannot be that.
10, 9.
Stephanie, I feel like you have an agenda against Tricia because like
you're not going.
You asked the rest
Africa.
Of them very easy questions.
You're not going to South Africa.
It's
just
easy.
1 point. Just 1 point.
It's easy.
4.
We're going together.
I'm out.
3.
Goes to the next person. I don't know.
Wow.
Know
so it goes to Teju.
Let me guess.
She's the next
Stability.
Person.
Who sang Stability?
Arastar.
Come on, that's a point to Teju. So Teju has 2 points.
Objection.
Kusman has one.
How does he go to Teju?
Shay,
but I answered first.
Because
you
know, no,
first.
Because she raised her hand first. It's a game.
Yes, yeah, a game.
It's a game.
Is it even the class now?
It's a game.
Me
Kusman, are we ready for round 2?
What is it that you're doing here now?
No, I didn't know that. She has an agenda against me.
Against men, because I don't know why she didn't give me the bonus point. Let's continue.
Moving on. Kusman, are you ready?
Of always.
She give me tease and she pleasing my Roger. She got the keys to my Porsche.
You can see she didn't ask me this. No, just imagine that.
She give me peas.
I'm not going to repeat this again.
She give me keys to my Porsche. Repeat it now.
She give me tease and she pleasing my Roger. She got the keys to my Porsche.
Ah, no, Teju, enjoy South Africa. Cause bro, I don't know.
I should say.
No. 10, 9, 8, 7,
okay.
6,
yeah,
5,
I read the
4,
so you should have
3, 2, 1. Raise up your hand.
Oh, yeah, Whiskey.
No, don't.
You
can't do that.
Okay, Whiskey, come closer.
Yes. Come on. That's a point.
FC. Oh, my God. Management. Management, delete it. Management, delete it.
You're not deleting it.
Management.
Oh, my God.
Wait, Whiskey.
Bro, that was easy.
Kusman.
Because I wanted you to go to the
Kusman.
She even sang it.
You're finished on this timeline.
I beg you.
She even sang it.
Don't worry, I'll
see. You are kicked out from the
Whiskey
FC. You have been kicked out.
More of that.
Me and Whiskey
down
ourselves now.
Teju.
Yes.
Are we good?
Yes.
I can do without their policy. I go. I just fall in with all my niggas.
Eh?
One more time. I can do without their policy. I go. I just fall in with all my niggas. You people should allow Teju to.
Yeah,
I don't know this one.
Allow Teju.
I don't know.
Yeah, you
10,
do counts down.
9.
Yeah, do counts down.
8. 7.
The trip is gone.
6.
You 5. You're in South Africa.
4.
It's all right.
3. 2.
Hello. Hi.
1.
She's just not
Shay.
Yeah, Odumodu Black, Tecla Rice.
Come on.
Finally,
come
your first
on.
Point.
Come on.
Sir,
come on.
What
are
you saying? What
are
you saying? What
are
you saying?
Kusman has 1 point. Steju has 2 points. Shay
so
has 2
bonus
points.
So, now 1 point.
Yes, now.
Yes, now. Why not? Follow you, lost, goals, you lost that point now. What are you saying? You lost the point.
Odumodu does they give you.
Why not?
Let's go.
Why not? Yeah.
Shay, are you ready?
Yeah,
Shay,
what
of me now?
Let's get it. You've asked you lost Wizkid's question
you
now.
Lost it, no.
You lost the whole Wizkid song.
And
you,
then
you.
I didn't
take
know.
The mic, make everybody
know. You. Hey, please. Next one.
I am in love with my African woman, Angelique Kidjo.
why did she mention like Angelique Kidjo? What's that?
That answer.
That's
the African woman now. Odumodu White. Tell us now, Odumodu White. Talk this one.
You fool.
I swear, you're always asking me like the hardest questions, but like, okay, we'll leave that topic for later.
Do you know it?
I feel like it's.
You do?
It's either. No, can't be.
10.
It's probably Davido.
9.
Or,
it can't be a Davido song, I'm sorry.
7.
Or Burner. No,
6.
No, it can't be Burner.
5.
I beg, talk
4.
It's definitely just
3.
Talk 2. 1. Go.
Nobody's raising up your hands.
Okay.
Nobody.
I'm raising.
Kusman, oh, yeah. Do you want to go?
Yes. What's the lyrics?
Can you imagine?
The answer is.
Answer. Okay. What's the lyrics?
Okay.
Don't know it,
I am in love with my African woman, Angelique Kidjo. Rema. Joe.
Why you talk?
Fuck.
Because you were not going to answer it.
One was
I don't say Rema per se.
Well.
So
I
nobody got
that.
That.
That's what I'm saying. She was actually the hardest question.
Nobody got that, which is a shame. And that's my favorite. That's my favorite grammar song.
Just so you know, all the questions you'll be asking me is just three lines or three words. The rest, yeah.
Guess what?
This guy.
The next one is going to be harder.
Odumodu lyrics.
She asked you like five words.
I was able to answer one of yours. So what's the excuse?
Which one?
The disability question.
I don't know that song.
So that's where the Ojoro came in, actually. Stability question. Welcome to.
Why? What happened to stability?
Okay, so now this is the hard part.
She said hard.
And
pay
I hope
attention.
Nobody gets it.
Wait, whose question?
I will get it.
Your question, Kusman.
Hard part.
Hard. Oh, yeah, it's a bit hard. I'm from a place where nobody believes in us, so we believe in ourselves.
Ha.
Now, do you know how many artists have talked this thing? Why they do like this?
I know this song.
I don't know this song.
I am from a place where nobody believes in us, but we believe in ourselves. Mm.
Definitely not a Yoruba artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because they believe in themselves, die.
This guy.
So let's leave battified areas. Let's think.
Emeka.
10.
South Africa don't go.
9.
Nah, yes,
8.
Go last.
7.
It was not my hand, Shah.
6.
So you know.
5. 4.
Bonner boy.
Dead guy.
You know it, Abby.
What song?
Who, me?
What song?
She said what song. She's giving you a chance.
Bonner boy. I don't try my best. I just feel like, say Bonner boy in a person if you talk that kind of thing. Because I don't believe in him.
Okay, so I'm not exactly going to give you that point. I'm going to give you half.
No,
so
but you gave her one for bonus.
She got it now. She got the hook.
You didn't answer the full question. And I am the games master. You knew to me. You bow to me. You obey me. I'm in charge right now.
She said obey me.
Yeah, sorry, no verse.
So it's Bonner Boy, where I'm from the outside album.
Okay.
So you're getting half.
Outside album.
So you have one and a half. Tejumola has two.
Shay
has two.
You didn't say
where I am from, Bonner Boy.
Ha.
I don't know. All these Port Harcourt guys, they like ginger.
Are we ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I don't fucking like you on a normal day.
Jesus
and your
Christ.
People like to hype you.
No,
but I know look their way.
Nah, the lyrics be.
Can I raise up my hand already?
Yeah, I swear.
Can I raise up my hand already?
I don't know.
It feels like portable.
No,
how
now?
Say such?
It's
sorry.
Not possible.
Try your best.
Azama.
You see, she will never ask me this question.
At least you're going to fail yours, Shay. I'm so sure.
See, she knows what she I told you. She has an agenda against me. I know.
I'm so sorry. Please, can you repeat this?
Okay. I don't fucking like you on a normal day, and your people like to hype you, but I know look their way.
Stephanie just said her like
crickets.
Seven words. If not it.
Crickets.
I don't know.
If not, cricket. I'm raising up my hand, sir. Do your count.
10.
Down. Eh? Better 9. Drop that hand in Jesus'
name. Don't get half. Make it
7.
Which half? You're getting known.
5.
You're getting known.
4.
You're getting 3. Known. Don't worry. Don't waste your time.
2. 1. Shay.
I have a point already, Abby.
Yeah.
Bloody civilian. I don't fucking like you.
Good. You he got the point. So Shay currently has 3 points. Thank you have
from
to.
From where now? If I'm am.
The farm words.
Kusi, you have 1.5.
The farm streams now. The farm.
It's actually Bloody Civilian.
I
like that beat.
Oh, do you know the song? Yeah, like, song. No, she dropped the song. How to Kill a Man.
I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Is that How to Kill a Man? She heard. She's good actually.
Okay.
Shay, last question.
Are you paying attention? Stephanie wants to ask me a very
hard
question.
Shay might win this.
Pay attention.
Game.
A very hard question. That's what she wants to ask me.
I just want my peace. Make money day. I get everything I need in my own timing.
Guy.
You gave him the... That's easy. That's so easy.
Gana Peruzzi, be this. No miss some. Gana Peruzzi, no miss some at all.
Wait.
I won't make you go South Africa.
Please say it again.
Say your passport.
I just want my peace, make money day. I get everything I need in my own timing. This is so shameful if you fail it.
What do you mean shameful?
I told you, you always ask me
the hardest questions.
I'm taking it if he doesn't know the answer, I'm taking it.
You don't believe me.
You say you get when money day. So it's not part of the big three because big three don't get money since.
The rest.
Me.
Wait, say it again one last time.
One last time because I want you to actually go to South Africa.
Yeah, one last time.
Okay.
I just want my peace, make money day. I get everything I need in my own timing.
Is that Rema?
Guy, well, I'm Afro Adura.
10.
Nobody.
God damn.
9. 8.
I don't know this.
7.
Please, just give it to Tedru, please.
6.
So just not my hand.
5.
She wants to go to South Africa, please.
4. 3.
I just sent the song, please.
2. 1. Tedru.
Passing the stop. I declare gold.
Good.
Jesus
you
Christ.
You got to be fucking kidding me right now. Guys, see you. Get out.
That's so nice. So you guys are not going to South Africa
because
it's actually draw.
What you
so that's yes, 1.5, 3-3. So nobody's going to South Africa.
Fair enough.
Because you guys did not get above the others. Thank you so much for coming to my game. I hope to make it harder the next time with
Thank
the other guests.
Okay, before we round up and before we go, one last question.
Yeah.
A lot of songs have dropped this year.
Mm.
Which song can you not stand? Like, once you hear it, you're like...
Ah.
I rather not speak on national TV.
No. Which song? Yeah. This is on national TV. I want to hear just song. I didn't call the artist. Just say the song. You like aromatic, acrobatic, aromatic, romantic, palomatic.
Please, that song needs to be binned. I'm sorry.
But it's... May I like it, too?
And then that one that was an imposter on the top 10.
You're a liar. You're a bloody liar.
If management opens my phone... Falake is top 10 right now.
That lie.
I'm not joking.
That lie.
Okay. I'm serious. I like the melody.
One, I don't believe
okay,
you.
Okay, which one?
That one that was an imposter on the top 10.
Yes,
that
on the top. Yeah. Imposter.
No,
Falake.
I've not listened to it, so I can't be. No.
Guy, declarize.
I've not listened to it.
Tell me what on that space that day.
I've not listened to anything Odumodu, so please don't bring him.
Okay, so what song for you?
Is that. Is it Kade? No, it's not Kade. Something
Kaid guy.
Kaid.
Yeah,
that song with Boy Spice.
Yeah, I think that's that song. 10, yeah.
That's definitely an imposter.
Well, what's the last song again?
I don't know. That's why it is an imposter. We don't know.
That's
what
it,
is
Kaid, something
Kaid featuring Boy Spice.
I think it has something to do with care or something. I can't remember.
Really, check it.
I don't know. That song is annoying, Sha.
So
that one is part.
For you?
And then there's Folake. That one is part two. And there's another one again, Stability.
Bro,
I'm sorry.
How many views, right? The first time I listened to that song. I can't believe you like
so. The first time I listened to that song, I was that song's not for me, Sha. It's not for me. But like, yeah, that's my one.
Okay, come talk about our favorite songs too.
Yeah, tell me your favorite song this year.
Actually, my favorite EP. It's an EP, right? Okay. That Loje's Gangsta Romantic.
Okay, you love
it. Yeah, that's what's up. Please chop
so what your favorite track.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's so hard. Okay, so because Leader and Canada, they came out before the other song. Yeah. So I'm going to put them aside. But for me, number one is Moto. Then Available. Yeah. and
IYD. If you down.
Yeah, if you down.
If you down. If
Over
down.
And Yahweh. Yeah. I love everything so on that. So basically all everything. Yeah, that's my favorite EP.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
That's my crush.
So thank you guys for coming on my pilot episode, quality content. I'll definitely see you again.
Sure.
And I will see you again.
Of course, man. That's
one of you going to South Africa.
And that's your business.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.